working in video production, I felt like I was just trying to do some extra stuff, trying to catch a little something extra here, something here, trying to, you know, supplement what we were needing. And I think it just sort of got out of control, and it becomes sort of a vicious cycle. You just keep moving, and you don't realize that, you know, it's a day-to-day thing, and there's no light at the end of that tunnel. I think physically I was, and even mentally, I felt like I was just burning the candle at both ends. And I mean, I even look back now, and you feel like, oh, I can handle this. Like, I'm young. I can just continue to do this. And I think it just, you're not aware of what's going on around you. You're not a good husband. You're not at all a very attentive father. You look and you're saying, man, I'm missing this. I look at that first year with our girls and with my son, and you feel like you missed something, and you're like, you can't get that back.
I think I just began to feel like, you know, this was not what I thought it was going to be all about. I'd been on the back burner for so long that when was it going to be my turn to be back up front, or just at least in the mix? I think John did what he could when he could, and you have to pay your bills. So it was hard for me to find that fine line of being angry and yet justifying that I felt like I needed just time from him and that he needed to put me back in the front.
She was very vocal about that. I mean, and we would have our, you know, well, this has got to change and we've got to do this. And, you know, I felt like I would put a Band-Aid on it and fix this and try to do this. And, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to just do this one more job, or I'm just going to do this and that's going to really help. And then we would just fall right back into the same cycle.
It was frustrating. And I think that I felt really alone. I felt alone, like I was just doing it all myself, even though I knew he was doing his part. It just wasn't the part that I wanted from him.
There were moments where I was scared, and there was moments where, like, we had conversations and heated moments where I felt like, wow, I'm not fulfilling my end. I'm not appreciated, or you know, you would get angry. I was feeling sorry for myself, and in deep down, I knew that I wasn't doing what I was supposed to be doing. Like, I knew that, but the question was, is how do I control that?
Okay, I know what you're thinking. Whoa, heavy. I thought this was supposed to be a fun date night. It is. That's why we interviewed this couple, because their story has a happy ending. You will hear it a little later on, but right now, I want you to stop the track and start me back after you go inside the restaurant and talk about the interview. And remember, if you love Jesus, make him look good and leave a big tip. Guys, how was dinner? Will you be back? Was the food fantastic? Or did you want to find out where I live and hurt me? Trust me, that wouldn't be a good idea. I'm a big man. Here's what you do want to do. Drive to a store that sells small notebooks. Don't call me Captain Random. Trust me, this will make sense later. Together, go in and purchase your spouse a notebook you know they will like. If you don't have pens with you, you'll need to buy a couple of those too. Or, accidentally on purpose, take the cashier's. Now, stop this track and start me back after you get your notebook. What are you going to do with your notebooks? For now, nothing. We'll get to that later. Earlier, you heard from a couple whose life was going off the rails of the crazy train. Do you ever find yourself living the same way? Not sure? Any of these sound familiar? Do you scream at traffic lights when they are the wrong color? Do you ever kick your computer if it pauses more than a millisecond? Do you slap your microwave to go faster? Or are you one of those rare individuals who takes life as it comes, as if you're perpetually swinging from a hammock in the Bahamas? Whether you're a turtle or a hare or somewhere in between, here's what I want you to do. I am about to ask you to drive somewhere, but before I do, I want the one of you that drives the slowest to drive to this next location. If you need to swap drivers, then stop the track and start me back after you pull over and make the switch. Now brace yourself. Here comes the crazy part. Take a deep breath and trust me. Ready? I want both of you to turn off your cell phones for the next 30 minutes. Breathe. Breathe. You can be disconnected from the world for 30 minutes. If you have kids, you're maybe thinking, what if the babysitter calls? then call the babysitter and tell them you will be off your cell phone for the next 30 minutes. Now that that's out of the way, I want you to go to a place that sells multiple types of desserts or snacks. As you drive towards your destination, I want you to drive 5 miles under the speed limit. When you arrive, I want you to park as far away as possible. Then, stop the track and start me back after you have parked the car. How was the drive? Moving slower? With no chance of phone interrupting your time together? Bizarre, I know. Now, get out of the car, hold hands as you walk into the store. Once inside, look at every snack option the store has to offer. As you look, read each and every product name aloud. Comment on the ones you love, the ones you hate, the ones you loved as a child, the ones you wish you could eat every day without gaining weight. Purchase and inhale one or two of your favorites as you answer the following questions. Number one, outside of work, what is your favorite part of our typical week? Number two, if there was one thing you could change about our schedule, what would it be? Once again, number one, outside of work, what is your favorite part of our typical week? Number two, if there was one thing you could change about our schedule, what would it be? Stop the track and start me back after you answer the questions. Now I want you to hear the rest of the interview.
In the middle of sort of all this whirlwind of work and chaos, all of a sudden there was this opportunity it was a job opportunity for us, and to move to Michigan.
We really felt like it was what God wanted us to do. So that's what made it okay.
I think when we got up there, it was sort of a, what did we just do? Because it was a completely different culture. I mean, it literally was Mayberry. We had people showing up at our house at the door, just uninvited. You know, I mean, it was just literally a small town. Yeah. It just seemed like everything just sort of slowed down. You know, we were enjoying our weekends. We were doing things with our kids. We were just, it was all this, it was just sort of like we were on this big extended vacation. Even though we were working, I was still working during the week, and like you could be away and you could call home and say, hey, I'll be home in a minute, and you were literally home in a minute, and you were, and it was just, it became one of those things that, it was just changing me. Like I was a lot more relaxed, you know, I felt less stressed.
We really just became a family again. John was there all the time, there for dinner. I can't even tell you how important that is to just all sit down for dinner again. And he got to be, in my eyes, all the things that I already knew he was good at, but I got to see him be a good dad all the time and be a better husband more of the time. To have that time together, it's almost just like going back from the start to the start, because I would look at him and go, oh, hey, it's you. Are we married? I really like you, and you're still kind of cute. And it was just so good. It was so good.
I could really see that God had brought us there, and it was primarily for the reason of just our marriage. We had this opportunity, and we were able to come back to Atlanta. Our family's there. Our friends are there. It really makes sense in this opportunity to go back. But how are we going to do it, and how is it going to be different, and how is it going to be a change from where we were before? Going into it, we knew this is where we're headed. It's almost like we're heading back into this strong current. Now that we're back, we immediately felt, you know, the pace. It's rapid. I feel like we are in check of that. Like we're constantly sort of talking about it. We're saying, okay, how are we going to control this? It's not easy. I don't think that we've even come to the conclusion that we're succeeding, you know, but I do know that at any point in time we feel like we can stop it, or at least we can slow it down. It's still work, and it's still work for our marriage, and I think that that's the point, is that, you know, if you're aware of it, you can continue, you can control it.
We've been back 6 weeks. We know each other again, and that's the main thing, is that we just got so off track, and we're just so thankful that we've been given another opportunity, like a second chance, to just start fresh again and be a team. It's not perfect, but you know, we're feeling good about it.
I told you it had a happy ending, didn't I? Trust me now. Excellent. Here's one of the last things I will ask you to do. You need to find a place to go parking. Yes, I said parking. Go anywhere you want. Maybe a parking lot. Better yet, a church parking lot. Surely they won't care. If they do, pray for them. Because that's not cool. You could even park in your driveway, as long as your kids don't spot you. Now, stop the track and start me back once you are officially parking. Great news. I won't ask you to trust me ever again. But I do want you to take just a few minutes to focus on what it means to trust God. Don't know how you feel about the whole God thing? That's okay. You're not alone. But I will ask you to give this next thing a try. It is now time to use your handy-dandy notebooks. Go ahead and take out your individual notebooks and jot down two things. You ready? Okay, here goes. Number one, God, I thank you for, and you fill in the blank. And number two, God, I need to trust you with, and you fill in the blank. Once again, God, I thank you for, and number two, God, I need to trust you with. Stop the track and start me back after you have written and shared your thoughts with each other. For the next 2 weeks, just 2 to 3 days a week, I want you to do the same thing you just did. Jot down, God, I thank you for, and God, I need to trust you with. At the end of the week, share your entries with one another. Some of you men may be thinking this seems a little like keeping a diary. A pink diary with a little gold key. No, it's not like that. But if it helps, draw a chainsaw on the front cover and hide it under the house. Why should you take the short amount of time to do this? Because nothing can help us trust God with the future more than remembering how God has loved us in the past. Oh, that's pretty deep. I'm good. If I had only actually thought of it on my own. And on that note, that's it for me. I trust you two know how to take it from here. I hope you had a great date. Make sure you let us know about your great date story at marriedlifeonline.com/great date. As much as I hate to say it, now you need to stop the track and don't start me back. Oh, yeah.